Hal Gill joins us now. Hal, that was a pretty awesome intro there.
Thanks. I shouldn't have had Slim Jims in the press box. It got me going.
but let's,
you know what's funny? You know what's funny is you just said that, and the season's over. It's like you're so jacked up for the playoff race, like the playoff race and everything that's going on, and then the second it's like, okay, I don't know if this game matters that much. It's like, okay, can we just get to the postseason? Can we just fast track? I feel like I'm happy that we're at the point where the next game is going to be all-in playoff game.
I'll say it mattered to Pittsburgh because, I mean, the way they played last night, you could – I mean, I was listening to you guys when I was sitting in the airport flying back from D.C. and just the desperation that Pittsburgh was playing with. You certainly could feel it last night.
Yeah, Crosby has put that team on his back, and he's doing everything. Yeah, like he just, you know, it's next level performance from him, and I feel like he's doing it night in, night out. I'm not sure if it'll be enough, but the first period they just outmatched anything, and I don't think it's really fair to say how can you match someone who's got their backs against the wall like Pittsburgh does with their last gasp of breath. It's hard to match that intensity, but, Pitt certainly brought it.
Well, everybody's excited, though, for Jeremy Lozon as he hit number 383 last night. He breaks the league single-season record, which was by Matt Martin in 2014-15. He's such a good dude. Like, he's one of those guys you really love being around, but then you watch him play on the ice, and it's like he's a completely different person, but – how special is it for a Predator to hold that record and especially for it to be Jeremy Lozon?
Yeah, and you know what? It's hard. As a defenseman, it's really hard to amount that many hits. As a forward, you can just go in and crash and bang, and you don't have that defensive responsibility. But I was really impressed at the way – not just the way he finishes checks, but the way he does it and the consistency he had throughout the season. You know, he really didn't take himself out of the way. I will say the last hit that he got, there's a guy going in the corner and they're both racing for the puck. And you could see Jeremy just backed off, let him go to get the puck and then hit and then finish his check. He was just waiting for him to go ahead and get anywhere near that. Cause I want to finish you off. And doing that, he made a great play. He finished him off, took the puck and went the other way. And so, I've just been real impressed with the development of his game, not just hitting. I mean, the hitting is a huge part of it, but he's playing the right way, and it's fun to watch. As a defenseman, as a purist, he just plays the right way.
We're talking to the fantastic, and as Chase refers to, the most handsome Hal Gill this morning in the Chase and Big Joe show. And Hal, I was listening to the game last night, you and Pete, and I sensed a little – just a disappointment on your end, the way the Preds kind of came out in the first period last night.
Yeah, it was sloppy. I saw Barry Trotz, you know, walking upstairs, and you know, I was expecting to see a pouty face, but he kind of had a that looks like an. I think he said that looks like game number 82. You know, I think that it was, I just think it's hard to expect a buckle down, all out effort on a game like that. I think it's, once you clinch a playoff spot, it's so hard to get to the playoffs. I just think there's a letdown. And I will say the first period, as bad as the first period was, I thought the response was encouraging. You know, I think they said, okay, like, guys, we're not going out like this. We're going to have 6 or 7 days to think about this. So, you know, let's put it together for a couple periods. And then they played hard, battled, competed. Yeah, didn't get the win, but I think, you know, going into this little break before you get a playoff game, I think you need to have that to rely on. Like, hey, we competed and we battled together.
Al, you played a long time in this league. You played in the playoffs, Stanley Cup teams, all that. Do you really care when you were playing who you're going to play in the first round? I mean, you're in the playoffs, but did you care who you're playing?
Yeah, no, it was funny. I was talking to Bruno about it, trying to pick his brain, and he doesn't want to say anything. And I kind of felt his sentiment when he said, I've been on teams where you wish you were going to play against someone and you think you had them, and then you get swept by him. And I've been on teams where you say, oh, God, this is going to be tough. I'm not sure we're ready to play this team. And you go out and you beat them. And so I think, you know, in the end, you really can't predict who you're going to play for. Like, you can go out there and try to lose a game so that you get the matchup you want. But then I don't know if there's a lot of grace in going out to lose to get who you want. I just think you're gambling at that point. So I never really looked at it. Each one has different, you know, different strategies and different weaknesses and strengths that you have to be ready for. You know, I think if you're going to go up against Edmonton, you better be ready for the McDavid-Draisaitl show. If you're going to play against Vancouver, you better be aware of, Pettersson is a different player than McDavid, and Quinn Hughes is going to push from the backhand different than Edmonton would do. So there's different strategies. You just have to be ready for either one.
You know, all that can just drive you crazy. You know, the last 2 months, the Preds have probably felt like, and you've been with them on this ride, like they've been on the Autobahn going 150 miles per hour. Now they got a few days. Is it okay for a Brunette to say, all right, guys, I don't want to see you for 48 hours. Go be with your family, be away. Is that healthy? Is that good for the team?
I think that would be, yeah. I do think there's times, it's funny, my coach in Montreal, Jacques Martin, said, playoffs are a balance of being completely intense and focused and then completely shutting off. You know, you need to have that balance. If you want to make a long playoff run and you're high strung and intense the whole time, it just, you can't sustain it. You have to have that downtime. And I think right now you got to get in playoff mode where you shut down, you're totally not involved. You get away from the rink and you know, whether it's 24 hours or 48 hours, you need to turn your brain off. You need to turn your body off and just go back to being a human instead of this beast that's going out trying to, with the intensity of a battle every time you're out there. You kind of have to balance that. And so I think getting time off, but and then when you're back, dial back in. And that's the trick. I think that's what a lot of young players have a hard time with is, can I take some time off and then come back ready to go? And so I think when they do practice, it should be hard. It should be involved. It should be focused with a purpose. But when they're away from the rink, get away, shut it down.
We're talking to Hal Gill, Predators analyst, and all indications are they're going to play Vancouver in the first round. And, you know, some people that I've talked to are like, oh, man, you know, I don't know if I like that matchup. I do, and it's for a very, very big reason. The experience that the Predators have. Forsberg and Josi, they've played in a cup final. They've been through the battles of the playoffs. Obviously, we know about the serial winners that Barry Trotz brought in this year. O'Reilly, McDonough, Shin, they've all won Stanley Cups. So I feel really good about the experience that the Predators have going into this matchup against a really young Vancouver team.
Yeah, I would go with that. I think there's, with each team and each hockey market, you have different levels of, you know, like, is the building going to be crazy? Is it going to be nuts around the city? You know, if you play in Canada, you know, and you're a young kid and you feel that stress, you know, like, I think that's going to be a challenge for Vancouver is some of those guys are, you know, everywhere you go in Canada anyway, you get harassed. When it's playoff time, it amps up. I mean, it's a lot. And so I think there's a lot of different factors. I think either matchup I'm looking at, I think the Preds should feel confident about it because I think they're one of the best teams going down the stretch. And, you know, I don't think, you know, the Vancouver, it's hard to sustain the pace they were on, but they tailed off a little bit. I think you're going to have a team that's overly confident if you play Dallas. They're going to be feeling pretty good about themselves. I don't know. There's so many different ways I could go with it. But for me, you know, I think Vancouver is, you know, the one that I would want the Preds to go up against. I think that's a good matchup. And one of the reasons is what you just said.
Philip Forsberg had a career year, 94 points, 48 goals. But the big thing that really stood out to me, Hal, is he did it by playing 82 games, something he hasn't done since the 16-17 season. How big is that for his confidence that he went through a full 82-game season?
the no practice too at the end,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He's going with the no practice. Yeah, you know what? I just think I'm having a lot of fun watching the way him play and the way he's developed his game because, you know, I've said it for a while. Even when he was a kid, I remember him coming on the ice and going, whoa, he's just a kid. Just, I mean, 19 years old, right? He's young. He was and skinny. And I was like, wow, he's good on his edges. You know, you could tell right away he could lean on you and he could push with his edges. And he was strong on his skates. And then, you know, you come back, fast forward to now, and he's big, he's strong, and he's awesome on his edges. And so I always wanted him to get to the interior, and I feel like he's done that. And the fact that he's done that for 82 games, you know, because it is more challenging when you go grind in the corners and you go to the net and you take the hits and the punishment in and around the net, it can wear and tear on you. And I think it says a lot about the way he's kind of matured as an athlete, taking care of himself as a professional. I just feel like his game has grown so much because of that ability to get to the net. And so now I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, playoff Phil, you know, like where he's bringing that game to the playoffs, because that's when it really matters.
Yep, 100%. Skillsy, appreciate it as always. And we'll see the matchup when it becomes official and the times and all of that. But looking forward to some playoff hockey coming up in about a week or so.
Yeah, whoever it is, we'll take it. This is the best time of the year. So enjoy it, guys.
There
absolutely.
You go.
Thanks, Skillsy.